BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
We're back at Tuscan Village, Salem, New Hampshire, with Needham Bank. We actually have a couple hosts. Not only did Needham Bank invite us up here, but a guy who's with us right now, Joe Farrow, invited us up here. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Greg.
Thanks for having us here.
Oh, my God. It's a pleasure. Thank you for doing this.
Give him a round of applause. He invented this, created this whole place right here. It's awesome up here.
Thank you very much.
This used to be Rockingham Park.
This was the Rockingham Park.
Brag of the week. My grandfather had a racehorse.
You're kidding.
Yes. And so when I was a young fella, every once in a while we would roll up here and watch his horse, who never ever won anything at all.
We should put a statue up of your grandfather's horse.
We should. There's a statue.
We'll put you on the top of it. Were you the jockey?
A little big.
I think that maybe that might be why they never won. But there's a statue here of Seabiscuit.
There is.
Why is that?
Seabiscuit ran at the Rock in 1935.
Oh.
Actually, yes. Did not win, actually, but ran at the Rock in 1935. And a lot of amazing horses came through here over years and years and years. Founded in 1906.
Yeah.
Last live race, I believe, was in the year 2000.
Pretty good film. Wow. Pretty good film, Seabiscuit.
Excellent. Yeah. Were you here for that race?
I was not. No, I was not. But when did you create the first Tuscan Kitchen?
So the first Tuscan Kitchen was created in 2010, actually Veterans Day. And we practiced on like 2,000 veterans, right? So we said, hey, come on in. And But it closed every Veterans Day from that moment forward, and we fed like 35,000 veterans to keep that tradition alive.
You
and
have since you started?
We have. Yeah. Every Veterans Day we are closed, and we feed veterans and their families. It's awesome.
That's awesome. So cool. how many do you have? Yeah, that's awesome.
We have 11 restaurants. I think we've fed 35,000 people since we've opened.
That's awesome. And so the Wiggy's hoping that you brought some chicken parm.
Ooh. Thank you for exposing that secret. It may or may not have been a chicken parm sighting.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I know you're quite a chicken parm aficionado.
Who doesn't love a good chicken parmesan?
He's Boston boy. Yes. He's Boston boy.
I'm going to move out here, though.
You should.
Think I can get a discount, though? This place is nice.
I got a spot for you.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. We have a special deal for you.
Okay.
Too. Wait till you see it.
You will see me all over here then walking around.
He likes a hot tub.
Yes.
Do you have
strong jets?
Do the condos here, do they have hot tubs?
Yeah, we have a hot tub. Absolutely.
And he likes a bidet.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that,
but
yeah,
I can bring my
own.
That's
a lot of information. But yeah. We have a hose.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
You can just do that.
I have my own bidet attachment, so I can bring my own.
Travels with it.
But everybody knows I love New Hampshire, Joe, so I would live here in 2 seconds.
Live free or die.
That's it. That's it.
We had, speaking of food, we had a dish last night.
Yes.
That was lobster gnocchi. Mm. Am I saying that right? You're Italian.
Lobster gnocchi, yeah.
Gnocchi.
Yeah.
The lobster gnocchi. And it was to die for. So
thank you very much.
Great job by your chef.
They do a great
and everybody
job. We're
here.
Very proud of them. Thank you.
All right. So we got chicken parm coming for Wiggy.
We yeah. do.
I can't
okay.
wait.
It's a breakfast of champions.
Yeah.
He is a champion.
That is true.
And that is breakfast.
Well, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and late night snacks.
Yeah. And so up here, you got all kinds of great stores, great, and you're working on more, right?
We are.
So, yeah.
We
awesome.
Are.
Everything is brand new.
Yeah. In the wedding venue.
We started in 2016, and we've been going ever since. We built about 4 million, just under 4 million square feet.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, great. You did a great job.
Would you give Greg a discount if maybe there was a wedding on his horizon?
No, I don't know.
You never know. Like, that is beautiful right there.
What is going on?
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Greg and I go back a long
right.
way.
Yes.
And
yes,
we will take good care.
You will. Okay, good to know. Good to know.
Very good care of the
That's great.
You know, perhaps someday. I don't know.
Someday could be soon.
I don't know that you need to be rushing it.
Congratulations,
Greg. Part of the program.
What's that?
Congratulations.
Part of the program.
We're right near Springer's. We can get it all done today.
Let's do this.
Oh, hold on. Oh, I didn't know this was coming for Wiki right now.
By the bell, Greg. Wow.
Okay.
Look at this. Now, this is going to cause a problem.
This is a huge problem.
This looks awesome. Awesome.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Goodness.
Smells like my nannies when I was growing up. But I smell a good manja.
On Sunday, right?
Hey, Wiggy,
on
Wiggy,
Sunday.
You see Greg's salad?
Look at how beautiful.
Give me the parmesan.
Look at the cheese on top.
Homemade burrata, right? Mm. Over San Marzano tomato sauce.
Wow.
Pan-fried chicken parm, extra virgin olive oil.
I want to show this to Twitch and YouTube because they're probably hungry.
That's good.
Me ask you about this. The burrata.
Thank you.
A lot of places don't do the burrata. On the top
sure.
of the chicken parm. Why do you guys do that?
I love it because when you cut it open, it's got that kind of almost ricotta kind of mozzarella inside that you open it, and it's very creamy. So it's a nice complement to the tomato sauce and the chicken parm.
So we got the cheese that's being shaved on top.
Parmigiano Reggiano.
Can I say one thing?
You can say anything.
It's your show, bud.
When it comes to the service, that particular service... whatever you call it, routine or at a restaurant.
Absolutely.
They should just, it should not be on you to say no, because I don't want to say no, but I feel an odd, like, so they start shaving.
Yes.
I want it to go for like 20 minutes.
Just keep going.
But I feel like I have to say no after a minute. Like, I think
Why?
They should just, huh?
Why do you have to say no?
No, I'm trying to watch my weight. I don't want too much cheese on
top. Don't try too
much. You were really trying to tell her
which
enough.
Which way are you watching?
I feel like I'm going to be accused of being cheese greedy.
No.
Cheese greedy.
It's your time, Greg.
Yeah.
When they start shaving Parmigiano for you, that's your time.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That is as good a chicken parm as I've ever had in my life.
Is it?
Yeah. Wait, the breading. It's all about the breading on a good chicken cutlet.
Oh,
yeah.
So good.
Okay.
And the breading is nice and crispy.
And the burrata is awesome.
Yeah. What do you give it? 1 to 10 scale.
Let me see. That is good.
What 9?
I'd give this a 10.
Oh.
Solid.
Okay.
There
solid.
You go.
All right.
And I don't even, you know, generally I have the ZD to go with it, but I don't even need the ZD.
Yeah.
And
that could be arranged.
And the thing about it, though, that would really,
I'm not going to make an issue of it.
No. What I like is the chicken cutlet is big.
Yeah.
So that's like, you know.
Tender.
Yeah. You know, in some places you need a small cutlets.
No, you need a full cutlet.
And then do some people put the salt on top? Or did Greg just request that? There's a whole thing of salt right here.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know.
It's that sea salt. Yeah. So maybe if you want to put another little sprinkle, you can do that.
No, Greg, salt. Greg travels with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
No salt for
that
me.
That is delicious.
No salt for me. All right.
Stiz!
What is the key? Because I want to inform the audience.
Of course.
What is the key to making great gravy?
So everybody calls it something different, right?
Yeah.
And
what do you call it?
We call it, believe it or not, we call it Sunday sauce. So the gravy actually is all of the juices from the meat in the tomato sauce. Mm. And you basically you braise the meats,
How many meats?
So we do sausage, chicken thighs, meatballs, and some braised beef. Sear it. Put it in the sauce. And that's where, like, Wiggy and I would fly by all day Sunday with the bread.
Bread.
Into the sauce.
Yeah.
Remember, Wiggy?
Oh. Yep.
Into the sauce.
Sop it up.
And it was just, you know, my grandmother would do it. It would take all day, right? But then when you ate it, you could tell how much love was put into it all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the whole
thing. That's where the meatball sandwich came from with the scallop bread. when my grandmother would make the meatballs, I'd get the meatball and put a half on of scallop bread.
Right. You're claiming
it over.
Jermaine, which bakery? Which bakery?
I would go. We went to Lolly's Bakery, which was in East Boston.
Of course.
You had to get the perfect scallop bread.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, some people like different Spuckies, whatever. But if I was in a rush, you know, on the scallop bread, fold it up. Boom, out the door, and I was good to go.
Yeah. So you're now claiming you invented the meatball
sandwich. No, I didn't.
He's like the Bobby Valentine of the meatball sandwich.
And Joe will tell you, meatballs are the hottest thing to make because they're very difficult, and you'll know like a good meatball once you dive into it.
No offense, I make a great turkey meatball.
Come on.
Honestly, go home.
We'll have to license it back to you.
It's unbelievable.
For every turkey meatball, 2 cents. All my deals go through Jermaine, by the way, so you have to talk to him.
Too? Yeah. All right. Well, listen, you're awesome. You're awesome to have us here.
God bless you guys.
Let's hear it for Joe. He's our host.
Thank you for having us. Beautiful.
This is so good.
You can not only can you shop here, you can live here.
You can.
How affordable places? What do you got? Condos?
We have condos. We have places for sale. We have places for rent. I have a beautiful hotel in the Artisan Hotel right here.
Awesome hotel.
It's a very fun place to be. Very fun. Always something happening.
All right, Joe. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay.
Thank you. Enjoy.
That is Joe Faro, and we are up here at Tuscan Village, Salem, New Hampshire. And let's get started with Courtney in today's news.
It's time for...
Wondering if you heard Chuck Schumer kind of pass gas. It sounded like he passed gas when he was up there.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he... I think he'd just been to Taco Bell.
The news.
Is it relatable to you?
No, because everybody says, you can eat that. It's organic. I said, well, dadgum horse manure is organic. I don't eat it.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Arriba, arriba.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health issues with 7 New England locations. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
It's really not right to eat in front of the Twitch and YouTube people and these fine people here, but that is extraordinary.
It's extraordinary.
It's really, really good chicken parm.
Everything is great. You know what the best part?
What?
The sauce.
Oh, see, I like the burrata.
Me too.
I like that.
I was not insulting the burrata.
Yeah.
But fresh burrata.
Yeah.
And can I also say, I wish I had said something to Joe, because very cool thing about Tuscan Village, I know we don't want to think about winter yet, but around Christmas time, they've got the Christmas market, and it is spectacular, as Wiggy would say. That's where my mom likes to come, so we like to do that around Christmas time. It's awesome. If you haven't been, you got to go.
All right. Well, what do you want to start with news-wise?
During the show yesterday, a flash flood in Nepal has left at least 270 dead. Now, I saw the video while we were on air yesterday, and I had to make sure it wasn't AI.
It's nuts.
It is the most terrifying video I've seen in quite a bit of time. Over 800 people are unaccounted for. That 800 includes 644 tourists, 65 Americans. Rescuers are also watching for additional landslides and flooding in the coming days. I believe Mitch is showing the video of what it looked like for those watching on Twitch and YouTube right now.
Mm. Absolutely terrifying.
Terrifying. There was also a scary incident at Goat Island in Newport on Tuesday that left one officer dead and, one officer shot and the suspect dead. The harbor master was alerted by a private party out of New Jersey to keep their eye out for a stolen boat. The harbor master then found a boat that matched the description in the harbor. Four officers approached the boat with three members of the harbor master's office to investigate. As they came alongside the boat, they were met with a man on the bow who fled below deck and armed himself with a firearm.
In Newport, of all places?
In Newport, Rhode Island.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, shots were then fired. All officers who fired their weapon have been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of an investigation, which is protocol. But, of course, like I said, the suspect is dead. One officer was shot, is expected to be okay.
Speaking of bonus road shows, we will be in Newport again this fall.
Oh, awesome.
For Audrain Motor Week.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah, that would be classic.
We will be back down there in a month or so.
That's one of my favorite trips.
Same. Yeah. Okay. A scary moment on a flight from LA to Boston on Tuesday when a Delta captain alerted the tower that he was feeling sick and needed to get to a hospital. So the flight was diverted, made an emergency landing at Detroit Airport, where the captain was taken off the plane and taken to a hospital. Another crew took over and the flight continued to Boston. But we can hear what it sounded like with air traffic control, the transmission via VZ.
Metro Tower, Delta 437 emergency aircraft, visual 22 left. Clear to land, 22 left. Alpha 10 is the gate. This is the captain. I'm the one that's ill. I'm going to taxi the jet to the gate, and then I need to go to the hospital.
Dang. Oh, my God.
It's really scary.
Where was the co-pilot?
I'm assuming they still have two pilots on the...
Right.
Yeah, I would imagine. But
you never know with budget cuts.
Right.
Like
that's true.
I think they still have two captains, but I do think you need, if one of the captains needs to go to a hospital, obviously.
No, I mean, like, why wouldn't the co-pilot be the one communicating with the air traffic controller?
Flying and landing the plane.
The guy sounded like he was ready to puke.
Like he had the explosive doo-doo.
I think it was worse than that. Yeah. I don't think it was the bubble.
Well, I mean, some bubble guts will paralyze you right there.
That is true.
You better be, like, imagine having to land a plane and you got bubble guts on.
Oh, turbulence.
We are all screwed.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll continue with the rest of the news with Courtney in 2 minutes from Salem, New Hampshire on a Thursday at Tuscan Village, Sam Adams Pavilion. We will be with Needham Bank. We will be right back.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater. The AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.
Still to come this morning in a little over half an hour, Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, after another series win for this team, lost last night. But in the meantime, I want to thank Needham Bank for inviting us up here. They got a new branch here, and they do an awful lot with the Greg Hill Foundation and do an awful lot with our show. And they wanted to do something for the listeners here. So we are going to give one of these lucky individuals over here an opportunity to leave today with $10,000.
Wow.
So you see these money bags down here? Normally that's what we call Curtis and his dad, money bags. But
more my dad.
So we've got these qualifiers here. And so we like to, when you come out, you're loyal to the radio station. Come out. You guys come out when we do these shows. We always want to try to find a way to reward somebody. Courtney's going to be our Vanna White. Oof. And pick one of these people.
Don't mess this
who
up.
Who is going to take the chance at winning $10,000 right now.
All right, good luck, everybody.
And then the Sam Adams are on them for all of us.
Why does it say Brooks DeTore?
Don't pick your own name, okay. Courtney.
All right, do I open it?
Yes, open it right up, and let's figure out who that is.
This is going to Kyle Charette.
All right, Kyle, where are you? Kyle, give Kyle a round of applause.
Wow. Woo-hoo!
All right, Kyle.
Congratulations.
So, Kyle, let's meet and say hello to Kyle. How you doing, Kyle?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Where are you from?
I am from Methuen. I live in Haver right now.
Awesome. What do you do?
So I was working at an Italian market similar to Tuscan, but yeah. It was a Methuen called Borelli's.
Yes.
I was just recently laid off a couple months ago, so now I'm going
to... We got to get you a job.
Joe.
You want us to get you a job?
I'd love that.
All right. We'll get you a job either here or somewhere else. Somebody listening will give you a job.
No, I'm actually going to tractor trailer school now.
So. Ooh. All right. Awesome. Spot right there. Which one are you going to?
It's Nets out of Haverhill. New England Tractor Trailer School.
I happen to be very close with Sam, who runs that whole place over there. I can move you right up to the top of the class.
All right, I appreciate that.
Good grade. I'll talk to my good friend Sam about that. All right, so the way this works is he is going to select two money bags. Okay? And they have to be winning money bags in order to win the $10,000. Are we allowed to help him, and is the audience allowed to help him when it comes to which money bags he picks?
They can help, but it's his decision.
Okay, it's your decision.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So take a look at those money bags. You are going to select two of them. This is $10,000 that you might win. How are you going to pick the money bags? Could change your life.
I need some help.
Okay. all right, so... this is like one of those game shows where people are shouting out the
it's
like the Price is Right.
Higher. There is one person on the planet who was designed for this game. Finding money where others couldn't see it. Courtney. Win the bag.
Yeah.
Go with your gut.
Always. Like, all right. I would probably start middle and then work your way out, but I don't
know. Middle and work your way out. Wiggy, what would your strategy?
I would say it would be whichever two bags are talking to me. Go with those two bags. Don't be thinking. Don't be trying to figure it out. You'll know which ones are talking to you.
All right, Kyle, two are talking to you right now?
I think we're going with this one right here.
Okay.
Love it.
That's okay. And then you don't open it yet. And then you got to pick your second one. This is tough because the whole entire 10 grand rests on these two picks right here, Kyle.
I feel like the furthest away.
Farthest away.
Far right or upper right.
I feel like that.
But it's his decision.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I'm not saying anything. I'm usually wrong.
Okay, he selected the two
bags. Gosh. I'm sweating.
Carolyn is our vice president of contests and other things.
Greg is too, but that was before.
Does he open those up right now? Okay, Kyle.
Let's go, Kyle.
All right, open it up, and you have to tell us what the first one says.
It says... Where are we? Oh, I have to open that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, double.
Do like 97, the 97 right. envelope thing. All right, you have to open up this hermetically right. sealed envelope.
That's double E.
You have to put a mask on.
Yes, right. You have to put a mask on. It says you want a trip to a trailer park with the owner of the San Francisco 49ers.
God in heaven.
Okay.
Read it.
You found one of the two winning grand prize certificates.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You're halfway there.
All right.
Oh, my God.
You're halfway there.
Oh, my God. Okay, so $10,000 is one bag away.
Oh, my God.
That's what Courtney used to say when she was dating athletes.
Right. Yeah. Hilarious. Hilarious. Not about me. It's about Kyle.
All right, Kyle.
Is that why we're doing this? Yeah. You have that ready to go?
Take the $5,000 and run.
All right, let's open the second one up.
Look how nervous Courtney is.
A little kind of nervous.
Let's go. Come on, Kyle.
Go.
I get why Kyle's nervous.
We get a full round.
Wow.
We all get a Sam Adams or whatever we want.
Let's go, big dog.
All right, open that baby
Kyle.
Up.
Kyle.
All right, open that baby up. $10,000 on the line.
Money.
And Kyle is opening it up for those who are not watching on Twitch or on YouTube.
This is not a grand prize winning certificate.
No whammies.
I'm sorry,
Kyle.
He's halfway there.
But okay. I think we have some gift cards for him, and so we got a whole gift card package for you. So
okay, cool.
Thank you, Kyle.
Man,
thank you guys.
Good job, Kyle.
Way to go. Way to go. Now, is Wiggy allowed to go down there and try to win the 10 grand? Yes, he is. Okay, we'll do that.
I would have took the first five and booked it.
Quick break. That's not how that works.
Yeah. All right. Kyle, thank you for
we have lawyers.
Show. Thank you, guys.
I appreciate you. You guys are truly the perfect starts every morning.
Oh, right.
Kyle, thank you very much.
Kyle, thank you.
That.
Good luck with everything.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Where's Joe?
Well,
I love Kyle.
Really?
Man, he was almost there.
Did you miss being out at road shows while you were mommying?
Yeah, I did. I did. Yeah.
You're kind of the road show queen.
Well, I just love them. I love meeting people. I love hugging people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you concerned at all that Mego was taking your role as roadshow partier away?
No, Mego has that role. Like,
oh,
that,
you're giving that up?
Oh my gosh, yeah, yeah. No, I can't compete with that. I've lost that in me. I would like to get it back.
You could get it back,
but no, Mego crushed that.
Stop training.
You could get it back.
Yeah, no, maybe, but no, I'm happy with the status that I have, and I'm happy that with the status that Mego has.
Okay.
She crushed that.
Okay, all right.
Just because you have a baby don't mean you got to be a mom full-time.
No. Wiggy, there was nothing. Yeah, no, I went ham. I mean, I had a margarita in the hospital right after that baby came out.
Okay. Holy.
That's a problem.
Well, not really. Four and a half hours pushing. You would want one, too.
All right. We got to take a break. We are in Salem, New Hampshire with Needham Bank at Tuscan Village, and we are back with Courtney and the rest of today's news next. Final preseason game for the New England Patriots tonight in Cleveland. That is an 8 o'clock kick. And Scheim, the news about Harold Landry yesterday, a little concerning, if accurate.
Yeah, Greg, I feel like there's, you know, some a couple different concerning issues with the Patriots. Luckily, neither of them involve the quarterback or the star wide receiver, so I think we'll be okay. But it's not the way you want to start the season, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not going to get him back for a considerable time, I think we were kind of thinking he'd be back week one. It's a little bit of an issue.
Well, especially because you already had.
Go ahead, Wiggs. You're going to say exactly what I'm going to say.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say because you already, excuse me, had a lack of depth at that position. You didn't really have much. He was your leading sack getter last year.
Well, that's what Mike Vrabel's talking about depth-wise. Yes, Curtis.
Would you now, I'm not saying this is what I want. They should sign him. It should be done. But given the news,
yes,
would the Patriots this season be better if you traded Christian Gonzalez for the pass rusher Crosby with the Vegas Raiders?
Yes.
Yes. If I'm getting Max Crosby, yeah.
Would you do that right now?
Christian Gonzalez, great player, but always give me the guy who can get double-digit sacks.
Did you find it interesting? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, if you know, and Wiggy, this is Wiggy's lead this morning, is this reporting that they're $10 million apart when it comes to the guaranteed money, he and the Patriots. So if you weren't going to be willing to give him what you knew was going to be the guaranteed money, why would you not trade him when you have the most value draft time? Like, if you're like unwilling to that position, you're unwilling to make a guy the highest paid player at it in the league. Like, why wouldn't you go and get the value when you can get the value?
Because Wiggy has been right about this for a while. Tom Brady broke the way they view and the way the fans view contracts. If Robert Kraft viewed Brady as a guy that would always in the end capitulate and say, okay, I'll sign for a little bit less than what Drew Brees or Peyton Manning got, then you think Christian Gonzalez, a great player, he's not Ty Law, he's not Tom Brady, he's not the greatest player of all time.
So he's just going to give in.
He's going to give in. So when you're at the, like, when he arrived at training camp, Robert Kraft didn't think that this would be this protracted stalemate.
Yeah, but do you think Robert Kraft wants to go back to those years post Brady, the Cam Newton years, the Mac Jones years? Like, I think he maybe got a reality check during those years when you start looking and not seeing that the stadium is full and you're going to be losing money in that capacity. Like, I do think Robert Kraft had a wake up call during those 4 years.
Yeah, but
things were dark.
So why are they quibbling over $10 million?
They shouldn't be. That's not an excuse by any means. It to me, I mean, that's a report. So if you want to believe that report over other reports, then.
Well, yeah. You know, here's the difference, though, with the wake-up call. The difference is now there's somebody to pick up the phone on the other line, and that somebody is you have a quarterback. When Brady left, you were trying to find that guy.
I thought you were about to say something.
No. When he left, you were trying to find that guy. Yeah. You now have that guy in Drake May. So let's say Christian Gonzalez holds in and doesn't play. You have a guy on the other side of the football. Now, granted, he's no Tom Brady. Let's not get that confused. But he's still considered, you know, a top 10 quarterback in the league that can cover up some of the issues that you might have in other areas. And to Curtis's point, what do you think's going to happen next year at this time when he says, hey, Drake, come on. Tom Brady, greatest quarterback of all time. We're able to put things around you. You want to take a little bit less?
Right, like, you want to take a little less and win more Super Bowls like Tom Brady did
right
here.
And we all
and
think.
He's going to say no.
And well, see, that's the biggest question,
and
right?
I love the port.
And that's the biggest question, Curtis, is we all think he's this good old country boy that's just going to be like, hey, man, I just want to win football games, right? He's from this family. And
right. Aw, shucks.
Yeah, the brothers and, like, you know, like where it's the most important thing is winning to him. But does he go, okay, Robert?
But I will remind you, as much as this might figure into the equation,
mm-hmm.
he and the missus are their dinks. Dual income, no kids.
Right.
Oh, she's good
making,
old days.
She's probably making a lot of money, I would assume, on the baking stuff.
Totally.
So maybe he can take a discount because of that.
I think he could.
No.
I think they probably come up here for the Christmas market.
These are dinks right now. Like they are. He's looking to set up his family. I think that he has a lot of support around him, and I think he has a lot of financially sound minds around him mm-hmm. that are saying, absolutely, know your worth. Like, I do not think that he looks at Robert Kraft next year and says, yeah, you're right. I want to do the Tom Brady model.
And you know who doesn't help him? That we, you know, some people will say, is it dink? It's Caleb Williams. Let's say they both have good years.
Double dink.
And you, Drake May, have a better season than Caleb Williams. You think Caleb Williams is asking for less money if he has a good year? You don't think he's going to want to set the market? So, and similar to Devin Witherspoon. He set the market. Now Christian Gonzalez is going, I want more than that in the guarantee. So Drake May might be
like, what is the forced hype on Caleb Williams?
Outside of some of the stats, I mean, yeah. he's
a good quarterback.
Nobody has been as good as he has as a quarterback of the Chicago Bears ever.
Right. And in the last 2 minutes of games, he's won them some football games. He has that. And when I say physically, he gives you that Patrick Mahomes. He reminds you of being able to do those things. And he threw 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He didn't, and he did not what you did in a sense, but Chicago made the postseason with him. Ben Johnson is the new head coach over there. They seem to have this really good relationship on how things are going to work. And he's a guy that if he plays well and they get back to the playoffs, he's going to be asking for a bunch of money. And you don't think the Chicago owners, especially knowing that, all right, we might have to go to Indiana, are going to be like the face of our franchise? We're going to lowball him? They're going to say, give him whatever we want. Save us a little bit of heat when we leave.
I just have completely reversed my feeling when it comes to Christian Gonzalez. If this reporting is accurate and it's $10 million that they're apart, guaranteed money.
Right.
And you haven't gotten that done yesterday?
But that's who they are. We keep waiting for them to change. They are not. This has been how Robert Kraft runs the franchise. He still thinks this is why they won. Even though he's a very smart man who can see the reality, but he can't allow himself to accept it.
You think Mike Vrabel's on board with that?
No, but what's he going to do?
What do you mean? You gave him the keys to the kingdom.
You believe Bill Belichick didn't have the keys at the end. So how could Vrabel have the keys?
So let me ask this question to the panel. Do you believe Mike Vrabel thinks that Christian Gonzalez is a top two, top three corner in the NFL?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Greg's got a little hesitation there.
No, I think he believes he's a top three corner. I don't know how he feels about Christian Gonzalez and what he's, you know, waiting to play till the fourth game last season. I don't know how he feels. I don't know that he is sitting there screaming at Robert going, pay him whatever he wants. I have no idea about
that. He wasn't drafted by Vrabel. It's not his guy, but I do think he believes he deserves the
money. Then you would think, if he's looking and going, okay, he's a top three corner, he can understand as a former player, like, all right, I get and I see what he wants. Like, that's what we're going to have to pay him in order to get him, right? So it's no way Mike Vrabel's going, all right, Robert, he's a top three corner, but, you know, we can pay him less.
Well, what do you think he believes is a bigger issue? The lack of depth all around on the football team, which mm-hmm. he went out of his way to bring up this week, or
right?
A missing Christian Gonzalez for a season.
You
think he does?
Yeah, that's a bigger problem. But the lack of depth.
They play into each other.
Whose fault is that?
Right. Well, it doesn't matter.
No, 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 it matters.
From his perspective, because he might sit there and go, I can fix it. If Robert's not going to be willing to meet in the middle on the $10 million or write the full check for the $10 million, then I can fix it and add some depth in places where I feel like I need
right,
depth.
But what I'm saying is prior to that, he could have fixed whatever depth issues he had, whether that's through the draft, whether that's through free agency, whether that's potentially, you know, doing whatever he needs to do. Like, if you have a depth issue and you're the head coach and we all feel like you're a big decision maker and you're like almost like a GM, you can fix that issue. The money issue, maybe you can't fix that issue. Maybe he's saying, Robert, I would pay him. And Robert's going, no, I'm not going to pay him that. Like, that part he might not be able to fix. Like,
Tell me where they don't have a depth issue, and other than the wide receiver room, that like they do have a lot of depth issues on the football.
And if it all comes down to the Crafts being cheap, wasn't that the downfall of Vrabel in Tennessee? Was that he had a disagreement with the ownership there for being cheap? Like Vrabel usually likes to spend the money. Like I don't necessarily think that bodes well for the future if they're holding out over a few million dollars.
Yeah, this contract, even for the Crafts, I'm surprised that it's $10 million. If you talk about 4 years, that's $2.5 million a year, which is literally an accounting error. And the purpose of drafting well is so that you get players like Christian Gonzalez and you retain them.
You know the scary thing about this whole thing, for me personally, being in that world?
Your chicken parm is gone?
No. That thing was going no matter what. That thing was going no matter what.
Now, listen.
That is it.
You won't eat the whole...
No, that is it for me.
The entire rest
of it. That is it. Nope. That is it for me. I won't eat.
You got some electrolytes.
Well, I have like, you know, some crackers or something like that, but I ain't eating no real meal, but that
saltines?
Was it. Ritz? No, I get like the Ritz, the little circular Ritz.
Do you go full Ritz or do you buy the knockoff?
I go real Ritz.
Okay.
But I get the small, they come in like the.
Greg is a cracker snob.
Well, the six pack.
I mean, the Ritz are like, you know, 18, 20 bucks a rattle.
I know. Yeah, those are brutal. Yeah,
no, I like them because I go.
The ice cream in your neck of the woods, I got two small, one scoop ice creams. $22.
Oh yeah,
$22 for two scoops of ice cream.
$22 bucks a rattle for ice cream is
crazy.
And then I got the thing flipped around for a tip.
And it was a small.
It was actually a kitty and a one scoop.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, no, but I was
in this economy.
But you know what's?
I put it on your tab.
You know what's scary about this for me from being in that world is it's one thing. When there's no DBs to sign and you're trying to figure out what the market is, you're trying to set it, right? Nobody else is doing it. You're trying to be like, all right, what's the number? Where do we go? You know, it's been a couple of years since there's been a DB that got a new contract. The scary part for me is that this deal ain't done. The market has already been set.
Yeah.
That's the scary part. Like, there's not a person out there that goes, we don't know what Gonzalez is going to get. Or what's going to be the numbers? Is it going to be 130? Is it going to, like, there's not a, everybody goes, there's Devin Witherspoon contract.
Yeah. It should, you would.
And think, that is scary to me.
But you would think it would have been done the very next day.
Yes.
And that's why I'm saying I'm so scared about
if
this.
If you're going to get to that point with the player and you're not going to trade him for max value because you're anticipating that you don't want to, you're not going to want to pay him. Then what, like, you get to the Witherspoon that sets it for you and you'd go $1 million above?
And you had two guys, not only did you have Witherspoon, but you had Trent McDuffie who kind of was like, all right, here's the DB market.
But it's what most other teams do. I mean, you brought up the Bengals earlier, okay, whatever. Right. It's what nearly every other team does in the NFL.
The team that
the Seahawks just did it.
I was going to say they did it just with JSN. You know, they did it with not only their defensive back that they have, but the prior to that, they made their wide receiver the highest paid wide receiver in the National Football League in JSN.
In the same draft class.
In the same draft class.
So you just feel like if you're the Patriots, you feel like you've been doing business this way, it's worked for you, and you can just keep doing business when the rest of the NFL is doing it in a different way?
Yes, because you've always thought you were smarter than everyone. You've always laughed at Jerry Jones. You've always mocked the other organizations. You heard what Belichick said about the Rams and the Bucks, but if we can get to reality, which is where we are now, it doesn't appear to me they're going to get a deal done until maybe the eve of the first game of the season. There's nothing imminent, sadly, Courtney. Hmm. And if this is where you are, then dealing the reality of your situation, I would trade him today for Max Crosby.
I would love to ask Mike Vrabel this, like,
well, if he showed up on a Patriots Monday, you could.
No, no, but he wouldn't answer this question. I'm saying Mike Vrabel behind the scenes.
Yes.
I would love to say to him.
Well, before the interview.
Do you believe that one guy can change your defense, offense, and make an absolute difference?
Yes, I would love to, because you need to know where he is on this whole thing.
Right, versus where there are coaches, and I've been around coaches, that will say, all right, yes, he's a great player, but our scheme, our defense, our offense, we can still win without him. We don't need him.
Correct.
So I wonder if he falls in that, or and there are coaches that go,
some,
we need
somebody's
that
like, hey, we're a zone team, and so we're not putting the value there
right.
When it comes to that guy.
Right. We can get another guy, might not be as good as him, but and our defense can get the job done. Versus some coaches will go, we need that guy. Without him, we are going to struggle. So I would love to know where he really falls. And that's why I said yes. I would never know that unless yes. It's like, you know, unless I put him under the truth serum.
All right, so Patriots preseason final game this evening. You could talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. And I see phones racked up, so we'll probably talk about that with you coming up next. We are in New Hampshire on a beautiful sunny morning with a whole bunch of you incredible people.
And beautiful dogs everywhere.
Yeah, everybody's
love
got
it.
Their dogs out.
Toto.
Oh, summer's coming to a close. I'm so sad.
That sucks.
It smells like fall. I'm telling you, it's over. Yeah. Like, there's a nice, crisp breeze. I'm loving it.
It's over.
You got at least a couple summers left.
Yeah. We are at Tuscan Village with Needham Bank, and we will be right back.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
This portion of today's show is brought to you by Butler GMC. Don't be shy and go see our guy, Brian the Lion.
Roar.
Thank you, Sean. Route 20 in Charlton or at butlergmc.com. Anybody, you can see Ray there. You can see Brian the Lion. Tell him you listen to the show. They will take great care of you. if you need a work truck or you just want to, you're in on a GMC. So yeah.
Go get your AT4.
This chicken parm is so dangerous. I was like, I'm going to have a bite. Now I'm like over halfway through it. I'm just fighting through
it. I had to have it get away from me. I was like, I'm going to eat this entire thing before 8:30.
It gets better. I don't get it. How is it getting better?
Craig Breslow is going to join us in about 10 minutes, Chief Baseball Officer of the Boston Red Sox. We're going to do some guest leads and we're going to do some calls here. Get those in. Let me start with Daniel from my adopted home continent of Maine. Daniel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. It is a glorious day. I'm excited to be alive today.
Same.
I just wanted to chime in on the Christian Gonzalez chatter. And my take is I think quarterbacks are more willing to take less money, a la Brady and Mahomes and some others, because their legacy, I think, is quite tied to winning. And they're so dependent on the rest of the team, whereas a cornerback, an edge rusher, someone like Christian Gonzalez, he's like an independent contractor, you know? He's a hitman. He's working by himself out there on the corner, so he should get every one of those dollars. He doesn't need the other team, the rest of the team, as much as a quarterback does. And his legacy, you know, he's not going to be seen as the best cornerback ever if he, like, wins more Super Bowls. It depends on how
he performs. I mean, also, I think with the way they are protected now when it comes to the league, the quarterback is most likely going to have a longer career.
Yeah, Josh Allen took a lot less.
But here's where
and neither Patrick Mahomes did.
Mahomes did take less. Yeah. And the Daniel, other thing is that Peyton Manning took the most, and we were told, what a dumb, selfish act. Well, he won two Super Bowls, and the Colts, you know, everybody said, the cap jail, they never found it. And that was 20 years ago. There is nobody that should take less. And Drake May's agent is also Josh Allen's agent.
That's right.
And Josh Allen signed a year ago. So if Drake May signs next year, then we'll be about a year out from Josh Allen's next big deal.
Yep.
So if Drake May takes less, then the agent is punishing himself in the next negotiation he has with Josh Allen.
Yeah. All right, couple guest leads, sir. Step right up there this morning. We're wearing the Boston College colors, by the
way. Let's go Eagles.
Bill O'Brien on this show every Thursday at 6:45 during college football season. What's your name?
My name is Joe, and I'm from Tewksbury, Mass.
Awesome, Joe.
And first of all, I'd just like to compliment the four of you and Chime. You do an awesome job. It's great having you all back together.
Oh,
I'm a listener and a watcher every single day.
Thank you.
And basically what my lead is really, besides thanking you, but you're by far the best, in my opinion, sports talk show in Boston.
Oh, that's really nice.
There is no other.
And
one of the reasons for that is you're very diverse. You cover everything. And one of the things you do, unlike even some of the other shows on WEEI, you cover all sports, whether they're professional, college, even high school, if it's appropriate.
Yes.
And that is unheard of in this market.
Oh.
So I just wanted to give you some kudos for that.
Joe, thank you.
And keep up the good work.
Oh, Joe.
Can I ask Joe
a
question?
Get that man a chicken parm.
Yes.
Joe, have you ever been to Jade East in Tewksbury?
A long time ago.
Best Mai Tais.
All right.
Unbelievable.
Oh, really?
Get yourself a Mai Tai this weekend.
I think that Chime spot, right?
Yep.
You know that Mego thing has been bothering her.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Can I get two?
Good job. Yes. All right, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
You are up next, sir. Step right up if you can. Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Good morning. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm Brian from Salem here.
All right, woo-hoo! Salem. You're lucky. You can come here every day. This place is beautiful.
I could.
What do you do, Brian?
You know, I'm a warehouse manager type person.
Okay, awesome. All right, guest lead.
So my lead is about Tatum and Brown. I wonder why we skewered Brown so much for saying it was his favorite season, and we let Tatum get away with taking game seven off. I personally think the team would be way more fun to watch if we traded Tatum for Giannis and we had Giannis and Brown, then Tatum and whoever.
Yeah. So listen, you and Courtney could not agree more.
Yeah.
She thinks Celtics traded the wrong guy.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
A lot
out.
Of people out there believe that, too.
I don't know that a lot of people
I would say a decent amount.
Thank you very much.
You.
I don't know that a lot of people feel that way, but I don't feel that way.
At what point of the season do you think, if things don't go well for Tatum this season, and I hope that they do, like I love Jason Tatum, I'm just more of a Brown girl. For you, at what point of the season, if things aren't going well, would you say, maybe we did make the wrong choice?
Well, define in this year what is not going well.
Right.
Because this is a reset, an apron reset. So,
what were they halfway through the season last year?
Where do you expect them to finish in the East? Third?
Yeah.
Like, okay,
so that's what they did kind of last year. It's really about the postseason.
Yeah.
If he goes to the postseason and they're one and done like Jalen in that last year, I think it's like people.
Same result.
What if they don't make the postseason?
Then it's
a massive failure.
He's destroyed like the chicken parm.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, we have got to take a break. We'll be back with more guest leads coming up. I'm sorry. We are going to get to Craig Breslow, Chief Baseball Officer of the Boston Red Sox, and the front office report in 2 minutes, no longer next.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. That's where WeShare's got you. WeShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program, and we got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you share our belief that health insurance is overpriced, visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.